Welcome to the December 12th edition of the Go Fast and Win podcast, powered by the Sharp Plays and TSP.live. Well, folks, we got a win last week on Texas Tech over BYU to bring the My Handicapping Game of the Week of the Year to 6-6 on the season. There's 2 weeks left of this podcast. Well, it's this week, and then next week will be the last week of the podcast until we return for March Madness, probably either the end of February or the first week of March, just to kind of get ready for things. But that is the plan right now. So need to get a win this week and a win next week. Finish the football season portion of the Go Fast and Win podcast on a winning note and with some profits in our pocket. Plus, hopefully, of course, the information throughout this season has been very helpful to you. So let's dive in. Why wait any longer? All right, so let's get into the guts of this week's episode. And two things that I'm going to cover this week. So we're going to have, the first thing I'm going to discuss is the Kelly Criterion. It's something that people talk about, a lot ask me about it. Kelly Criterion is basically a mathematical formula to tell you how to bet on your action based on the edge that you have. And a lot of people are familiar with it. It's rather simple in terms of its deployment, but I want to break that down today because I think it'll hit to a lot of points that people ask about when it comes to bankroll management. And I can show why I often tell people to flat bet versus using the Kelly Criterion, although the Kelly Criterion is optimal for sports wagering or really for any gambling where you have an edge. The other thing that I'll get into today after I discuss the Kelly Criterion is the how TSP content is going to look in 2026. There's no major overhauls or anything, but there are going to be some changes as there are every year just to bring some evolution into things. The sports betting landscape is always changing. The books are always changing their methods. So we always have to change to stay ahead of the books. So I'll discuss that in the second part. No, my two cents this week, just because these first two topics will cover, you know, a decent bit of ground. But I will, of course, have the My Handicapping Game of the Week of the Year at the end of this. We won last week. Need to get the win this week, keep that streak going, and close in the profit. So before I get into the Kelly Criterion, word from our sponsors here, and that is Citadel Computing at citadelcomputing.com. At Citadel, they believe privacy is not a luxury, it is a right. In a world where corporate data, personal information, and public filings are more exposed than ever, they provide the tools businesses need to operate securely, confidently, and anonymously. Their mission is to restore control to companies and entrepreneurs by shielding their identities and strengthening their digital infrastructure. Check them out today, citadelcomputing.com. I know a couple of you have. You've sent some messages. You're already pleased with the services. Glad to hear it. As I've always said, I'm not ever going to take just any sponsors for this podcast. It's going to be something that I like Shaq's methodology. If he uses the service, he'll advertise for the service. That's the same thing at the Sharp Plays. If we use the service and we like the service, we're going to advertise for the service if they're interested in it. And Citadel thankfully was. So thank you to Citadel, because the money that they provide for advertising is going to go back to all of you. I've said it many times. Over Christmas, we're going to have some TSP Insiders packages, some other discounts, things like that. It's all going to be supported by the ad money that comes in. 100% of the ad money goes back to all of you, discounts, giveaways, et cetera. So thank you for supporting our sponsors. Check them out today, citadelcomputing.com. TSP uses them, awesome across the board. Virtual assistant service is awesome that they have. It can be used for anything from something that's business related. You know, if you have an IT issue or need an accountant for gambling stuff that you don't know about, they can find that person for you. They'll get you someone that's great. In one of the cases for the Sharp Plays recently, we had the weekend in Oxford for tailgating at the Ole Miss game. The virtual assistant set everything up. Hotels, tent, catering, tickets, took care of it all. It was sending the rep one simple email. This is what I need. 3 hours later, come back. Here's everything. All the confirmation numbers, everything is all set up and ready to go. Great service, citadelcomputing.com. All right. So the topic for today is the Kelly Criterion. One of the biggest differences probably between recreational bettors and sharp bettors isn't the picks, it's bet sizing. Sharp bettors don't just ask, what do I like? They ask, how much should I risk when I have an edge? That's where the Kelly Criterion comes in. The Kelly Criterion is a mathematical formula that tells you what percentage of your bankroll to wager when your odds are better than the sportsbook's odds. So essentially, when you have an edge, Kelly Criterion comes in and tells you what to bet. In simple terms, it balances two things: how often you expect to win and how much you stand to gain when you're right. If you don't have an edge, Kelly Criterion will say, don't bet. But when you do have an edge, Kelly helps you press without overexposing your bankroll. So in those hot streaks, you're going to be betting a little bit more than you would at flat betting. In the cold streaks, you're going to be betting a little bit less than you would in flat betting. And I'll show later on in this how that all breaks out in numbers. But for example, if your model shows a bet should win 55% of the time, so just cutting aside here, last night there was a Hermes late release on Atlanta over Tampa Bay in Thursday Night Football. The Hermes late releases have around a 55% win percentage, you know, chance. I guess we can call that the model, and we'll say that's the 55% chance. It was 54.5% going into Thursday night, but we'll just say 55 to round up. And then after Atlanta won, the Hermes late release win percentage is up to 56.5%. So obviously we have all that covered. So Kelly might suggest risking 1% or 2% of your bankroll, not 10 or all in, if you have a 55% win percentage versus what the sportsbook's point spread would say is a 50%, you know, coin toss. That's why they said it that way. So that's how sharp bettors survive variance. They size bets so no single loss can knock them out of the game while letting winning edges compound over time. Most professionals don't even use what's known as full Kelly. They use half Kelly or quarter Kelly to reduce the swings, the volatility that you might have, because, you know, estimates aren't perfect. So a full Kelly in this situation might say bet 5%. A half Kelly, all it just means is bet half of that. So if the full Kelly model would say you need to bet 5% on Atlanta yesterday, a half Kelly is you would bet 2.5% on Atlanta. A quarter Kelly would be that you're betting 1.25% on Atlanta. So, you know, very, very simple in terms of what half Kelly and quarter Kelly mean. But the idea is just sharp bettors think in fractions and math and not feelings. And that's what we're trying to get you to, is not basing your wager sizing on feelings, but the math behind the action. And that's it. Sharps manage the risk properly and the profits follow. So let's identify. Now here's, this is going to get off the rails a little bit. I'm just going to cover it here because I shouldn't say off the rails, but you might get confused by it because I'm talking it out and you can't visually see this. But I'm going to give you the formula for the Kelly criterion, but you can Google this and actually see it and then play with the numbers and stuff like that. So the first thing that you have to do is identify the inputs into what makes up Kelly. And there are three different numbers. P equals your estimated probability of winning. Q equals your probability of losing, which is simply 1 minus P. And then you have B, which is the net payout odds per $1 risk. So I know, here we go, we're starting to get a little difficult here because you're trying to listen versus visually seeing this. But again, check it out online, Google Kelly criterion formula, and they'll break it all out for you. It'll be very easy to see. Listening to me is probably not as simple, but that is the, those are the inputs. And the formula is full Kelly equals BP minus Q over B. So again, check it out online. You'll be able to follow it rather easily. And the answer to that fractional formula is the percentage that you would be wagering. Then let's say that full Kelly says on a point spread bet, you should be risking 5.5% of your bankroll. So you do the formula, you put all the inputs together, and the result is 5.5%. That's your full Kelly, meaning you should be putting 5.5% of your bankroll on each bet. Now, yes, obviously that's very aggressive. So a half Kelly would simply be 5.5 divided by 2. Then you get to 2.75. That is half Kelly. That's more in line with what most professional sports bettors are doing. And then there's quarter Kelly, which there's nothing wrong with using quarter Kelly. It's a good starting point for someone who's new, and it'll further minimize the volatility and the swings that you're experiencing in the, you know, nobody minds these swings in the uptrends, but in the downtrends, that's where you really want the protection. And the half Kelly and quarter Kelly obviously help you out there. The quarter Kelly is more passive. And it the nice thing of the quarter Kelly is it's more passive and helps you in the downswings, but you're still growing better in the upswings than you would with just flat betting of, you know, 1.1%. So the quarter Kelly would be 1.375%. And then we just, you know, convert that to dollars. So let's say you have a $30,000 bankroll. A full Kelly is 5.5%, meaning $1,650 is your full Kelly wager using this formula. Your half Kelly wager, 2.75% of your bankroll, of a $30,000 bankroll, would be $825. Your quarter Kelly would be 1.375% of your bankroll, or $413. Actually, I think it works out to $412.50, of course, but we'll just say $413 for easy. So let's now walk through a real-world example, the way that sharp bettors think about things when it comes to the Kelly criterion. So let's assume you have a bankroll of $10,000. The sharp plays methodology produces an 8% roughly ROI when flat betting. So the average bet price is minus 110. We're just going to pretend we're doing sports spreads and totals here. And that 8% ROI roughly corresponds to about a 55% true win rate over time. A little bit of a tongue twister there. First things first, we're going to compare flat betting to the Kelly criterion. So in the flat betting view, which is what most bettors do, and it's often what I advise, and you'll see for especially novice bettors, what I advise you do, because you'll see later on when I do the progressions as to how it all shakes out. But a flat bettor is simple. You're risking, and I'm not even going to use the standard flat betting style that we do at the sharp plays, which is if it's a flat bet, you bet 110 to win 100. I'm just going to say it's $100 per bet. So you bet $100 per game, over 100 bets risked, that's $10,000. 100 times 100 is 10,000. So your 8% ROI means you've made $800 of profit. That's solid profit, but it's also inefficient because you're winning better. And if you're using Kelly criterion where your bets are increasing as your bankroll increases, that's how you get a little bit more of the exponential growth that can come in sports betting. So the Kelly view of things, which is what most sharp bettors will do, is with a 55% true win rate at minus 110, full Kelly would suggest risking roughly 4 to 5% of your bankroll per wager. You know, per wager, your bankroll then is what fluctuates. So as your bankroll goes up, you're still betting the same 4 or 5%, but that's more money in dollars. And if your bankroll goes down, you're still betting the same 4 or 5%, but that's less money because your bankroll is lower. So most professionals, again, they'll really never go what's known as full Kelly. They tend to go with half Kelly, which in this case would be 2-2.5%, or quarter Kelly, which would be 1.25%. So translating that into dollars, with a $10,000 bankroll, flat betting, you'd be betting $100. Quarter Kelly, you'd be betting $125, and half Kelly, you'd be betting $250. Notice that, you know, you're going from a flat bettor would be at $100 and you're betting $1,000. And these wager sizes aren't varying dramatically unless you have some massive win of like a $200,000 parlay and your bankroll goes from, you know, $10,000 to $250,000. So yeah, now your percentages are going to take a hell of a jump. But in a case where that's not going on, the percentages that you're using are, you know, are stable, obviously, and the amounts are going to increase, but it's not going to be this dramatic increase over time, again, unless you hit some sort of lottery ticket parlay. So you're simply aligning your bet size with your edge. Losing streaks become survivable because they should be even flat betting, because unless you're losing 100 units somehow in a run, you should always have bankroll to allow you to get back into the game and to get back to even and into profit again. But losing streaks become survivable because as your bankroll is declining, your wager size is declining. So that allows you more wagers to survive through, you know, to get through the cold streak. And winning streaks are simply compounding faster. So it's, what is the philosophy that I always discuss? Maximize wins, minimize losses. Kelly criterion does that. It minimizes the losses because as your bankroll declines, you're minimizing your risk, thereby minimizing your potential losses. But as your bankroll goes up, you're maximizing wins because you're betting more as your bankroll increases and allows you to do that. So if over 10 bets, you go 6-4, the flat bettor, you know, makes a profit, of course, but the Kelly better scales exposure with more confidence, and over a full season, not just 10 bets, this difference is massive. And that's how sharp bettors turn modest edges. Even these guys who, you know, yes, I like to pat the sharp plays on the back and say that, you know, our content is elite because we're hitting across the board on almost everything over a 5% ROI. Anything over 5% ROI is considered elite for sports bettors. But even if you're a sports bettor having a 2% ROI or a 3% ROI, those little edges can become huge returns thanks again to Kelly. So regardless of what your edge is, if you have an edge using Kelly criterion, we'll maximize that edge. So we don't bet more because we're confident using Kelly criterion. We bet more simply because the math justifies it. And that is the one thing that I always point to in sports betting. It is all about the math at the end of the day. to illustrate how Kelly Criterion works compared to flat betting in terms of dollars and performance, I'm going to use a mixed 10-bet streak. So let's pretend that the streak has 6 wins and 4 losses. And the pattern is going to be win-loss, win-loss-loss, win-win-loss, win-win. Now, it sounds silly, but that becomes important because based on how the losses and wins fall out, change whether, you know, if the wins become start at the beginning of the streak, well, you've built up some bankroll. So now your wagers per Kelly Criterion are going to be higher. And, you know, when the losing streak hits, or when in the case of a winning streak, you know, if it starts out losing and then you win, obviously that does matter in terms of Kelly. It does not matter in flat betting because flat betting, you're betting the same, you know, $330 on a $30,000 bankroll every one unit bet. So one unit, 330 to win 30. You're going along, it's the same thing every time. With Kelly Criterion, that's going to obviously fluctuate. So a 5-5 run for Kelly Criterion can be a lot different in a variety of ways than the flat betting, because if the losses start out with the Kelly Criterion, you're not going to make as much, whereas if the wins start out. So I know this, again, some of this might be tough to kind of put together in your head, so I apologize for taking you down a long road there and might be confusing. So I'll start over just simply by saying, let's cover this mixed 10-bet streak. And it's going to be a win-loss, win-loss-loss, win-win-loss, win-win. 6-4 result, 10 bets. Here's how it shakes out using Kelly. A half Kelly, 2.75%, would give you a profit over that run of $1,118, bringing your bankroll to $31,118.80. We're assuming a $30,000 bankroll here. The quarter Kelly would have you up $580.14. That's 1.375% is a quarter Kelly. 2.75% is a half Kelly. The quarter Kelly would have you up $580.14 for a ending bankroll after these 10 bets of $30,580.14. And the flat betting style, where you're simply betting 1.1% on every bet, and in a $30,000 bankroll, that would be $330 per bet, you are up $480 for $30,480. So if we take a look at this, this 6-4 run of 10 games, laid out, as I said, with the win-loss, win-loss-loss, win-win-loss, win-win, sort of a pattern. If you did the half Kelly, you'd beat up, your bankroll would have gone from $30,000 to $31,118. If you did the quarter Kelly, your bankroll would have gone from $30,000 to $30,580.14. And if you did the flat, your bankroll would have gone from $30,000 to $30,480. So obviously what you see there first and foremost is that the flat betting, while still turning a profit, turns the least amount of profit than the quarter Kelly or the half Kelly. And that's really simply because of the numbers of what you're risking. In a half Kelly, you're risking 2.75%. So if you have a winning run, of course, you're going to make more money. In a quarter Kelly, you're risking 1.375%. So again, in a winning run, of course, you're going to make more money than betting 1.1%, even with the flat betting style. So the key here is if you have a losing streak, though, and I'll get into that in a second, and I'll give you an example of kind of a run that we saw at the Sharp Place. So these are using live TSP examples of runs, one ice cold, and then that progression run afterwards. But in the case of a flat betting, if you start with $30,000, let's say you have a 50% drawdown. So you lose half your bankroll, really cold run. We've had those before. You go from $30,000 to $15,000. When you're at $30,000, your Kelly bets are $412.50 for the quarter Kelly and $825 for the half Kelly on a $30,000 bankroll. Your flat betting is, of course, $330. When you get down to $15,000 because of this 50% drawdown, your flat betting is still $330. So that can be tough for a lot of bettors to handle because you're betting $330, but your effective bankroll is $15,000, even though you started at $30,000. At $15,000, though, the quarter Kelly is down to $206.25. So you've seen how it's now minimizing your potential losses by dialing that down based on your bankroll. And your half Kelly is $412.50, call it $413, at this $15,000 level after the 50% drawdown. So the half Kelly is still risking more than flat betting. But the quarter Kelly, which is probably what I would suggest most people look at least to start, is putting you in a situation that is actually better than flat betting, has minimized your losses better than flat betting. So in that 50% drawdown, if you're doing the quarter, Kelly, it's probably not 50% of your bankroll because you've been your bankroll has been going down. You've been decreasing the size of your wagers, so you're actually surviving a little bit better, and we'll get into that next. So the following example is actually going to be a real run at the sharp plays within the sharp plays content on TSP Live, where you have a 2-14 run followed by a 22-6 progression run after that cold run. I'm going to assume a starting bankroll of $30,000. We'll be using odds of just the standard minus 110 for spreads and totals. The half Kelly fraction, based on that formula that you can go and Google and figure out your edge and what you should be betting, whatever, but we're just going to say that the half Kelly fraction is 2.75% per bet. The quarter Kelly fraction is 1.375% per bet. There is also two flat betting methods that I'm going to work into this for analysis. One flat betting style is simply what I always describe as flat betting to people, which is you start with a $30,000 bankroll. Every wager you make is $330, you know, 1.1% because of the minus 110. 1.1% is $330 per bet to win 300. You start out at 30,000, so that's your 330. If your bankroll gets down to 15,000, you're still betting $330. The other flat betting style is sort of like a, I don't want to call it a Kelly because it's not, but it's 1.1% of your current bankroll. So if you're down to 15,000, your 1.1% is going to be $165 to win $150 versus the actual fixed unit person who's just doing it on the 330, no matter where their bankroll stands, because that was their starting bankroll. With that being said, if you have a run where it goes 2-14 and then 22-6, here's how things look. Remember, you're starting with a $30,000 bankroll. The flat betting person who is wagering $330 regardless of their bankroll, after the 2-14 run, would be down to $25,980 of bankroll remaining. The flat bettor, who's doing 1.1% but of their current bankroll, not of their starting bankroll, would be down $26,000. This is not what you would lose. This is what your bankroll would be down to in the 2-14 run. $26,212.72. So obviously, betting 1.1% of your current bankroll versus the 1.1% of your starting bankroll is going to minimize your losses, because as your bankroll shrinks, your wager sizes are shrinking, whereas the standard flat betting person is betting 330 no matter what. The quarter Kelly, where you're betting 1.375% of your bankroll on each wager after the 2-14 run, puts you down to $25,335.50. That's what is left in your bankroll. The half Kelly bettor, wagering 2.75% per wager after the 2-14 run, is down to a bankroll of $21,331.60. So obviously, if we rank these in terms of what is the better performing method during this 2-14 cold run, it would be the flat bettor who's betting 1.1% based on current bankroll. After that person, it would be the bettor who is wagering the fixed $330 flat. That was my starting bankroll, $330 per bet. They would be at $25,980. Then it would be the quarter Kelly at $25,335. And then it would be the half Kelly at $21,331. So the flat bettor, 1.1% of current bankroll, survived that 2-14 run the best. But just a very close second behind was the fixed flat bettor at $330, and then $600 behind that is the quarter Kelly. Now we get the 22-6 run. So the flat bettor, who's betting $330, when they get that 22-6 run, they're up $600 now overall. They're at $30,600 for a $600 profit. The flat bettor, doing 1.1% of their current bankroll, so when they were down, they were only at 1.1% of whatever that amount was, they're back to $30,532.34. Don't worry about these numbers right now. I apologize. You're probably getting lost thinking, I'm fucking listening to you talk about 8,000 different numbers. I got you. I'll be able to tie it together in words later on. But just for those of you writing this down, that's why I want to break it down this way. The quarter Kelly would have you back to $30,643.78, and the half Kelly would have you at $31,066.06. So when we take a look at all this, the after the 2-14 run and then the 22-6 progression run, the best performing method is the half Kelly because you're at 31,066. The next best performing method is the quarter Kelly. You're at 30,643.78. The next best performing method is the flat bettor who wagered the fixed $330 per bet no matter what. They're at $30,600. And the flat bettor who did the 1.1% but of their current bankroll, not of their starting bankroll, is at $30,532.34. So breaking this all out, the best performer is the half Kelly. The half Kelly had the worst drawdown after the 2-14 run, but has the best performance after the 22-6 progression run. And this is really how Kelly works. A professional bettor is typically a winning bettor. So yes, while that half Kelly had a very rough drawdown that most recreational bettors wouldn't be able to handle, even though they still have 21,331 after the 2-14 run. So they still have, you know, basically 67% of their bankroll remaining, or over 67% of their bankroll remaining. That's a tough hit to take a 33% drawdown to your bankroll and emotionally to be able to survive that. But if you can, and most professional bettors can, that's why they're professional bettors, then you're maximizing your profits when that eventual progression comes. Now, if you don't ever have a progression, if you are a public bettor, if you're a losing bettor, Kelly is the worst thing for you because, well, I shouldn't say it's the worst thing for you. It's just not, you're not going to get the benefit of it. It's probably not a bad thing for you because as you continually lose, your bets become smaller and smaller and smaller to, you start with a $30,000 bankroll, you're down to a $10,000 bankroll because you're a losing public bettor, and now you're only betting $110 per bet. You're betting, you know, the Kelly criterion, not the $110. You're betting the Kelly criterion of that amount, but it's going to be $137.50 in a quarter Kelly, for example. So when we shake it all out, the half Kelly had the worst drawdown. The flat bettor had the best, you know, most protection in the drawdown. But when we get back to the progression run, the flat bettor had the worst profit on the progression run, whereas the half Kelly had the best progression. So it's a standard, you know, risk to reward. You have more risk at the half Kelly, and you're going to take a bigger beating in the downtrends. But if you're a winning bettor, you're going to have more uptrends anyways, and the half Kelly is going to maximize your action there. Before anyone switches to whether they're going to do half Kelly, full Kelly, if you decide this is something you want to do, I would strongly suggest just starting with the quarter Kelly. You're going to maximize your profits just fine, and then you can make a decision if you want to handle the half Kelly later on. So shaking all this out, the quarter Kelly, 1.375%, to me, is the best balanced strategy. You are, from a betting standpoint, you have in the drawdown from the 2-14 run, you have $25,335 left of bankroll. That compares to the fixed bettor who's betting the 330. They have $25,980. So the fixed bettor has, you know, $655 more than you do at this point. But when you get back to the progression, the fixed bettor has $600 of profit. You have $643.78. And as that run goes forward, let's say it's a 5-0 run that's after this. Well, the 5-0 run will be great, and that fixed bettor is going to make $1,500. But the quarter Kelly, now because that bankroll keeps growing, is going to make substantially more than the flat bettor. The real question that I have at this point, is anybody still listening out there? Because if you are, I'm very impressed that you didn't give up with all these numbers and things I'm throwing at you, because I got to imagine that's very difficult to just listen to this versus visually seeing it. I'm describing it to you off of notes that I put together, so I'm visually seeing it. So if you're hearing this, all these numbers all over the place, it might sound really confusing, but it actually isn't at the end of the day. So go out there, Google the Kelly criterion, play with some numbers, and you can kind of see where you're at. Basically, you're just making an assumption on what your strategy in sports betting. So if it's following the sharp plays, for example, let's say that's your strategy. You have no model, you have nothing else, just following the sharp plays. Obviously, you can trust the percentages that I just gave you because I did the math for you. So a full Kelly following the sharp plays action is 2.75%. When I say action, I really mean the TSP live stuff, the graded, the official content that gets out there. That's what wins at the highest percentage. That's what has the highest ROI. So your half Kelly would be 2.75% using TSP live. Your full Kelly would be using 1.375% as your wager per bet. And the last thing that I'll kind of tie in with all this with the numbers, and then I'll end with all this number mumbo jumbo stuff, is that if you are a fixed bettor, it is a good place to start. If you're a recreation, don't try to jump into Kelly right away. Just do some fixed betting. It manages the variance easy. It's simple. It's straightforward. There's nothing that you have to worry about. The one thing that you have to do, though, when you are using Kelly is you always have to be recalculating what your percentage is, because you start out at $30,000 bankroll. Today, you win $5,000. You're up to $35,000. So your 1.375% on your first wager today is obviously different than what it was yesterday. What do you do if you have multiple bets at one time? Well, they're all based on the current bankroll at that moment. So if today I'm starting the day and I have that $35,000 bankroll because I went, won yesterday and I'm up to $35,000, and I have three bets that I'm putting in right now, they're all going to be 1.375% of $35,000. Then those will win or lose when those bets actually shake out and give me a result. Then I recalculate my bankroll, and then I, okay, now I'm making two more bets. Now, what is 1.375% of my bankroll after those bets have gone official, because now I'm opening new action? So that's the tough part that a lot of people don't like to deal with, is constantly calculating what their bets should be. But, at the end of the day, it's really simple. You could get a Google Sheets thing on your phone and just, have the formulas programmed in. So you go, okay, my bankroll is, $52,816. So you just put in $52,816 and goes, okay, your 1.375% is this. Boom, there it is. And you know what you need to move forward with. So that's one way that you can do the math really easily. Or obviously every phone has a calculator. You just go, okay, I got $50,000. Here's times whatever. If you're doing full Kelly or half Kelly, and away you go at that point. So ending this whole discussion about it, as I said, if I have anybody who is actually still listening here, Kelly Criterion is something that is going to be used at the Sharp Plays in 2026, and that's going to lead me into what I was discussing earlier, which is going to talk about what is going to happen in TSP content for 2026, because we're always evolving every year, looking at what went on in the previous year and getting ready to attack the next year. So Kelly Criterion will be something that we use, and I'll be walking you through it. So if this whole thing that I talked about today, you've fallen asleep, hopefully you weren't driving listening to this because you're probably unconscious right now, but it's something I'll tie together. So don't worry that this is the last time I'm going to talk about Kelly Criterion. It's really the introduction to it, and you'll see this more in written content, articles, etc., as we move forward. All right, so if anyone is still listening, great. Thank you for sticking with it. You actually have a chance to profit at sports betting because you paid attention during something that was probably incredibly confusing, trying to talk about math in numbers and all these different numbers and percentages and everything all over the place, just hearing it versus actually seeing it. So don't worry, though, if you didn't get a lot of it. You can Google Kelly Criterion, read a lot. You can use these different numbers that I've had. If you take notes during the podcast, you can kind of lay it out visually for yourself to see this better. It's really not that complicated, but it's something that I will be talking about moving forward in written stuff, articles, TSP live alerts, things like that, so that you can see it and it should be easier to break down. But I really just wanted to give it as an introduction today to bring you up to speed to what is coming to the Sharp Plays, which then leads me into what is coming to the Sharp Plays in 2026. So when it comes to paid content and TSP Live, nothing is really changing there. You still have the TSP trifecta, which is pretty much what most people wager on with who are TSP Live subscribers, and that is TSP Insiders, the Hermes AI selections, and TSP Portfolio. There are some changes coming to those. I'll get into that in a second, but that's considered the TSP trifecta. Now, if you don't want to pay for the add-on TSP Insider selections, while there are many TSP Insider selections each year that are group moves, thereby their official plays, and those are given free in TSP Live and sometimes free on Telegram, there are also paid plays for TSP Insider. So if you don't want the paid add-on, don't worry about it. Instead of the TSP trifecta, you're playing the TSP Exacta, which is Hermes AI and TSP Portfolio. So what is coming to change things up in 2026? And this is kind of the whole chess game of the way things flowed in 2025, and now talking about Kelly Criterion, is that in 2026, Hermes AI is going to be dealing more in analyzing exotic bets and analyzing a variety of different wagers. But because Hermes AI uses a grading scale, a scoring scale of 0 to 100, and that scale, you'll notice now, perhaps coming to mind, is tiered. Why is it tiered? Yes, basically it's a Kelly Criterion methodology, so that when something has a higher win percentage, Kelly says you bet more. Simple. I won't get into the math again, I promise. No more numbers right now. But that's what Hermes AI does. A Hermes AI score of 80 to 89 has a far higher win percentage or theoretical expected win percentage than a 30 to 39 score. So a 30 to 39 score, you're wagering 1%, you know, to win 1%. So on a minus 110, you're betting 1.1% on a 1% Hermes 30, you know, selection with 38 score. So very simple there. If it's a 60 to 69 score, you're betting 2.2% to win 2%. How do you know these percentages? Go to tsp.live/Hermes, H-E-R-M-E-S. And on that page is the tiered breakdown of what the risk is based on the Hermes AI score. So Hermes AI in 2026 is basically going to be our Kelly criterion model as to how you should wager. There will be more Hermes selections in 2025. There will be more higher scoring Hermes selections in 2025 because Hermes is now going to be programmed instead of just a flat risk theory. It's going to be based on a Kelly criterion. So when things are running hot, you're going to see more 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, even 90 to 100 scores, believe it or not. I know it sounds rare right now, but that's because Hermes has been throttled basically to keep people under control, to manage risk, to build a little bankroll in the first year. Next year, that throttle is going to be pulled back a little. The bar is going to be lowered a little so that Hermes has more freedom to operate as it's supposed to through mathematics and managing the trends and maximizing the wins and minimizing the losses. How do you do that? We just talked about it. Kelly criterion minimizes losses and losing streaks, maximizes wins and winning streaks. So Hermes AI is going to be essentially all the straight betting outside of TSP Insider's action, but all the straight betting in TSP Live and really across the sharp place is going to come from Hermes AI, which is why the TSP portfolio, since Hermes AI is going to handle the straight bets, the TSP portfolio is going to just be exotic bets in 2026. It's going to handle your parlays, your rollovers, your teasers. There are no more straight bets going to exist in TSP portfolio unless they're straight bets that are part of a rollover. And just quick, for those who don't really follow the rollover things and what the hell that is, it's very simple. You can use it over anything. You can do rollover bets in stocks. You can do rollover bets with options. You can do rollover bets in blackjack. You can do rollover bets anywhere because it's a simple wager. All it is taking what you risk and win on the first bet and rolling that whole amount on the second. So, you know, I tell the same story all the time, but, you know, there are people who have talked to me about doing rollovers at a casino where they go and play a hand of blackjack or a hand of baccarat. They bet $500. The hand wins. They have $1,000. They bet again. So now they're betting $1,000 on the next hand because they're taking their risk of $500 and their winnings of $500 on the first hand, putting it all on the second. They win that. So now they're up to $2,000, the $1,000 that they had on that hand plus the $1,000 profit. So they walk away from the table with $2,000. $1,500 is profit. $500 is their starting risk off two bets. Now they take that $2,000. They go over to the sports book and they drop $2,000 on a parlay. Three-teamer pays roughly 6-1. So now they're up to $12,000 of profit off that parlay plus the $2,000 they bet. They have $14,000 off of two baccarat hands or two blackjack hands and a parlay. They turn $500 into $14,000, which is $13,500 of profit. So that's a rollover. Simple, can be done anywhere. Book doesn't have to offer it because you're just doing it yourself. With that being said, that's the only time you're going to see straight bets in the TSP portfolios if they're part of a rollover. Otherwise, it's going to be teasers, parlays, rollovers, all sorts of exotics. And Hermes will analyze those exotics, but that's going to be, I'll discuss that next year when you actually see it in practice. I've thrown way too many numbers and theories over to you. But that's why things are changing a little in 2026 is Hermes AI is going to handle the Kelly criterion straight bets. TSP portfolio is going to handle the exotics. And then TSP insiders, they're just going to do what they do. Sometimes Tony's got a teaser. Sometimes he's got a straight bet, whatever. That's just going to be treated in that capacity, whatever they want to wager on as they wager on it. And the risk there will always be 1% on TSP insiders, unless it's otherwise stated. So, you know, whether it's a Tony group move or a Tony group move teaser or a Wolf group move parlay or a Wolf group move future, all at a 1%. Basis unless otherwise stated. There will be occasions where TSP insiders, as we see it sometimes, have a wager, you know, could be a teaser, could be a group move, could be a parlay, and then Hermes analyzes that and says it's a 38 score. So some people will then be wagering per the trifecta model. They're going to be wagering 1% because it's a group move for Tony, and let's say it's a 30 to 39 score for Hermes, they're going to wager the 1% for Hermes as well. So they're basically having 2% on that game because they want to follow Hermes' performance and they want to follow Tony's performance on his group move. So that's it. That's why I said it's not a lot of heavy lifting or major changes that are going to be going on, but that is the plan for TSP Live in 2026. Straight bets are going to be 100% for Hermes. Exotics are going to be 100% for TSP Portfolio. And then you have TSP Insiders, which is going to do a bunch of everything, and it's all graded at 1% unless otherwise stated, unless they decide there should be lower risk or more risk, which does come up from time to time. That's it. That's 2026 in a nutshell, TSP Live. Those are your changes. That's the major upheaval everybody was worried about. It should not be a big thing. I think you'll enjoy Hermes AI doing the Kelly Criterion in 2026. You can really see how it works. And then when we come to this point, December of 2026, we can look back and see, you know, the benefits of Kelly Criterion versus what we saw this year, where it was more flat betting and throttled and managed just to manage risk so people could build a little bankroll before we get more, what could be more aggressive with Kelly Criterion. Because where the aggression comes in is if we're starting Kelly Criterion right out of the gate and you start losing, then obviously, as you saw, Kelly Criterion will have a greater drawdown. But in the subsequent progression, Kelly Criterion always outperforms. So that's that. What about free content, TSP Live, or, you know, free TSP content? That's going to be the Hermes late releases. I'm very excited about those. You know, they are winning at 56.5%, but it's only a 13-10 record. So we don't have a lot to go on, but it is solid performance. I think it's going to make for great free content on Telegram and X. The other free content is going to be TSP Insiders group moves. There will be free ones, just like we did this past week where we had the rollover contest between TSP Portfolio Wolf and Tony. Tony ended up winning, covered Wolf's losses, covered TSP Portfolio losses, and a nice profit on top. So we'll have that kind of content as well. And then, of course, the Robinhood selections will be ongoing for charity. So you'll have, you know, various rollovers, parlays, straight bets, whatever, as Robinhood selections. That'll be free content. And then, of course, you know, it's only for during football, but you'll have the first TDs and always the future reports. Not all futures reports, though, do go out free. The March Madness one is solely for TSP Live subscribers in March. And sometimes there are like in-season ones that will be exclusive to TSP Live. But for the most part, all the preseason futures reports and most of even the in-season futures reports eventually get published publicly and for free so people can bet them and before, you know, anything begins. So if it's a preseason one, it'll come out to the public audience, you know, maybe the day before the season starts, but it was available days before in TSP Live. That is the plan. Let's move it along here because it has been a long episode. I thank you for sticking with me. God, if you're here still right now, if you're hearing what I'm saying right now, I'm very impressed because it shows you have an interest in sports betting and you want to get better at it. So that's awesome. That's a great way to be. If you have that energy and you have that motivation, there is nothing that can stop you from being a success in this business. Keep that effort, keep that motivation. Last but not least, let's get into the My Handicapping Game of the Week of the Year, which is sponsored by ProfitX. Talked about ProfitX a lot. They are not a sports book. It is a marketplace where you're betting against other players. So last night, you saw the Hermes late release on Atlanta. You decided you wanted Atlanta. You jumped to ProfitX. Who is the bet? Who's taking the other side of that bet? Is just some other bettor out there who thought the Bucks were the team to play. It's a great model, so it's not like a sports book that's working against you trying to bring players together. I like promoting it because the more people that use ProfitX, the greater the market liquidity will be, the more money we can get down on TSP Live action there. And I'm always seeing better pricing going on at ProfitX than a lot of the market. And it actually is the case here today. I checked out ProfitX. I compared it to the market to see what I could get on the My Handicapping Game of the Week of the Year. Check it out today. ProfitX, please use the referral code TSP. When you do, the Sharp Place gets credit for your sign up. And all that money that we get out of both advertisers, whether it's CitadelComputing.com or ProfitX, is going to go back to you in giveaways, discounts, and things like that as we move forward. So My Handicapping Game of the Week of the Year is going to be on Indianapolis plus the 14 over Seattle. Daniel Jones going out definitely is an issue, but there is a good system that they have at the Colts that I think, you know, Daniel Jones, I think, is a decent quarterback, but I don't think he's like this, the greatest thing ever that's pushing this team forward. Jonathan Taylor helps. They have a decent and competent defense. The offense and offensive coaching as a whole is good. So I think while Daniel Jones leaving definitely gives the team a hit, I don't think it's as dramatic as the line is making it out to be. So if I can get 14 on the Colts, I am definitely taking it. And here's where I'll tie in the sponsor here is that in the market right now, except for BetOnline. BetOnline is the only book that has Indy plus 14. Most of the other books that I glanced at when I was putting everything together are at 13.5. So we really want that 14. If you go to ProfitX, you can get 14 at minus 117. So if you don't have access to BetOnline because of location and legality and whatever else, you can go to ProfitX, get the plus 14 at minus 117. BetOnline has the plus 14 at minus 115. So it's only 2 cents of difference. You can get down there. It's very simple too. When you go to just to ProfitX, they'll have a current market price. But if you tap that event, it'll bring up a variety of spreads that you can wager on. So you can go in there and find the 14, click that and get the minus 117, or you can put an offer up for better. You can put an offer up and say, I want 14 and I want it minus 110. If there's someone out there who wants to take that side, they can. So you do have that flexibility as well. But that's it. My handicapping game of the week of the year. Indianapolis, check it out at ProfitX. Shop around, get that 14. We are 6-6 on the season. So let's get the win here. Let's move to 7-6. So that next week, the last episode of the season before we come back for March Madness, we get another win there. We finish at 8-6 on the football season. Nice little profit for listening to these podcasts. Let's cash it. Indy plus 14 over Seattle. Good luck. Have a great weekend. Cash some tickets. I'll see you back next week.